From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Bush insisted again today that a Palestinian-Israeli peace accord can be hammered out before he leaves office. Mr. Bush tried to allay Palestinian concerns that he's favoring Israel in the stalled Middle East peace process.
Israel must make tough sacrifices for peace and ease the restrictions on the Palestinians. Arab states, especially oil-rich nations, must seize this opportunity to invest aggressively in the Palestinian people and to move past their old resentments against Israel.
Mr. Bush speaking in Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt, as he wrapped up his Middle East trip today. Democratic presidential candidate Barack Obama says he does not think a Middle East peace accord is possible unless the U.S. does something the Bush administration opposes, opens discussions with Iran.
They've got influence around the region, and it's damaging influence. We've got to confront what they're doing, but we can't do it just through the press. At some point, we've got to have conversations with them.
Obama speaking at a campaign event in Gresham, Oregon today. Obama's rival, Hillary Clinton, is campaigning in Kentucky ahead of that state's primary on Tuesday. Despite her lead in the polls there, Clinton is not taking anything for granted. From member station WKYU in Bowling Green, Lisa Autry reports.
The former First Lady is barnstorming the state this weekend, realizing her margin of victory here on Tuesday is essential in her bid for the Democratic presidential nomination. The Bluegrass state has been red the past two elections, but the Hillary Clinton campaign believes she will fare well among Kentucky's blue-collar population.
It's not right. All of the benefits that have happened in terms of income growth in this country over the last 7 years have gone disproportionately to the wealthiest of Americans. Most middle-class families are not getting ahead.
Clinton is expected to rack up a solid victory in a state Barack Obama is barely contesting. The Illinois senator has made only one appearance in Kentucky since last year. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Autry in Bowling Green, Kentucky.
Myanmar's military rulers have been refusing to answer phone calls and letters from UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, who wants to speed up assistance to cyclone victims. So now Ban is planning to travel to Myanmar, as Andrew Harding reports from Thailand.
There's a clear shift now away from ultimatums and towards some sort of compromise. Perhaps significantly, Burma's reclusive leader, General Tan Shwe, finally visited the disaster zone himself today. He was shown on state television, attempting to comfort survivors. He'll be getting a visit in the next few days from the United Nations Secretary General, Ban Ki-moon. An opportunity, albeit a late one, for the Burmese government to change its tune.
The BBC's Andrew Harding reporting. This is NPR News from Washington. Hope is dimming for finding many more survivors in the rubble left by last week's earthquake in southwestern China, but one man was found alive today, and he groaned as workers struggled to dig him out. The death toll from the quake has now topped 32,000. More than 4 million people have been left homeless. The police chief of the border city of Juarez, Mexico, near El Paso, has resigned. He quit after receiving death threats from drug gangs. James Bleers has the story.
Chief Guillermo Prieto has resigned. While he was in charge of public security, the drug cartels issued a list of 22 senior officers they're gunning for, including him. So far, they've murdered 7 as a response to the government crackdown on them. Mr. Prieto has been replaced by an army officer who's not yet been publicly named. Mexican authorities confirmed that more than 1,000 people have died in drug-related violence so far this year. Mexican President Felipe Calderon sent task forces of more than 25,000 federal police and troops to hotspots to bolster beleaguered law enforcement. Juarez is top of that crisis priority list. For NPR News, I'm James Bleers in Mexico City.
Prices at the gas pump have risen another 17 cents a gallon over the past 2 weeks. The average price nationally now for a gallon of self-service regular is $3.79. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg.
$3.79 is 61 cents higher than it was 1 year ago in mid-May 2007.
Lundberg says the highest gasoline prices in the most recent survey were found in Chicago. The lowest were in Tucson, Arizona. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.